Makisberg Alf Mishnah Dalad. Eina Edom Nasim Zoymin Achi Azomus Atzman. We don't make Edom Zoymin until they're made Edom Zoymin and found to be liars by Dafka addressing the Eid Zoymin themselves. Not the Edus or the facts of the case, but rather proving that the Edom Zoymin themselves couldn't have give testimony, that they themselves are the liars, not from the evidence of the facts, but rather, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, Ketzad, Amru Mi'idin Anu Bish Ploni Shaharagas Anefesh. We're testifying that Ish Ploni killed somebody. Amru Lahem, Heichatem Mi'idin. If Edom now come and they say to these first Edom, they say, how can you guys testify? How can you testify this? The person that was killed, or the killer that you're saying killed him, they were with us that day in such and such place. Ein elu zoymimin. These are not Edom zoymin. These are called Edom that are machishin, that are contradicting the testimony. And when this happens, when you have second set of Edom that are contradicting the testimony of the first set of Edom, it's as if, like the Rambam says, there's no Edus at all. That the whole thing just went up in smoke. And now you have no Edus. But that does not make them Edom Zoymin. In order to be Edom Zoymin, the Torah says, like the Rab brings, V'hinei Eid Sheker Ha'Eid. The drasha is that the Eid Sheker Ha'Eid, that the goof of the Eid themselves, those Eidim have to be found Sheker. Not that their evidence is Sheker, that they themselves are Shakronim. Like the Rambam says, in fact, the Torah doesn't say that it's an Eidus Sheker, that it's a false testimony, but rather it's Eid Sheker Ha'Eid. We find that the Eid himself is a liar. Not through what he said, but that he himself is a liar. As we're going to now see, Aval Amru Lahem, Heichatem Me'idin, how can you guys testify that this guy killed him? Shareyatem Hayisem Imanu Oso Hayom B'makom Ploni. You can't testify. You guys were with us that day in such place. And that place, the Ran says, has to be at least a walking distance of one day. And Reb Kivager says we can't taina for him that, oh, I actually was in both places. I just traveled. If he actually says that, I got into a car or whatever, or I was on a fast-running donkey, then we do believe them. But let's say the place is too far. Hare Elu Zoymimin. These now become Edom Zoymimin, V'neherogin Alpiyim, and we kill them through the testimony of the second set of Edom. Because here, like the Rambam says, the second set of witnesses are coming along and pretty much saying, we don't know if it's true or not. We don't know if Reuven killed Shimon like these guys are testifying. We don't know. But what we do know is that these Edom are for sure lying Edom because they were with us that day. We're not talking about the actual testimony itself. We're talking about the Edom. The Edom are liars, and that's the case of how you would turn the first set of Edom into Edom Zoymin.